All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Sully, we will get back into the issues of the day, but there was so much good football yesterday. Lions and Cardinals notwithstanding. Legitimate, high-level, good stuff. Let's get a blitz.
Let's get this Litz in the mix.
We have time for one more. All right. We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike. How many we got to cover so I know how quick on the trigger you're going to be?
It's like 9 or 10.
Go. I got a lot of work to do here, apparently.
Yeah. All right, so yes, I have to ask you about the Rams. Lost 15-6 to the Bears. Are the Rams skidding a little bit late in the season? Reason to worry or not?
Yeah, of course. I mean, first things first, offensive line is solid, no depth, had a major injury last night. The other angle is you can't play high-level football for 17 weeks. It's just very hard to do. You saw the Saints struggle, right? Look bad against Dallas, go out. They look terrible against Tampa. The Rams are not infallible, and their biggest problem is now, if you take away their running game, they're not functioning as a drop-back passing team. They want to play action pass 35% of the time. And if they can't do it, they don't function. So now they've got a counterpunch. But the other issue is that game last night on natural grass, ice-cold temps, California kid at quarterback. I don't know if Jared Goff's ever played in a cold weather game. I want to see it again. It's also the best defense in football now.
That's what I was going to follow up on. On the flip side, the Bears holding them to just 6 points.
It was incredible. Vic Fangio is a witch. Vic Fangio is not a human being. That's a witch. He's a White Walker or whatever from Game of Thrones. Fangio terrorized Jared Goff. And I told you earlier in the show, man, they run a lot of complex stuff there. Like, they've got zones where you've got one of the corners locked in man and everyone behind them is in a quarter cover, and it's... Dude, they do things that other teams don't do. And here's the other thing. All their secondary guys, the Eddie Jacksons and the Kyle Fullers and the Prince Amukamaras, they can sit on routes and jump them because they know the ball's coming out quick. Because they know they got Khalil Mack and Akeem Nicks and they got, you know, Roquan Smith, all these guys up front. It all works together. That's the amoeba. That's the defense all playing on the string. The corners can sit and jump and play aggressive because they know the ball's coming out quick. They can play complex schemes. They can just, it all works.
Cowboys won again yesterday, beating the Eagles.
Question
I have with Dallas, what's the ceiling for the Cowboys this season?
NFC title game.
You think they're that good? They can make
The ceiling is it doesn't matter what happens. They can't make a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's not possible. But Amari Cooper's playing like a top five pick in a better environment. And I found Amari Cooper's post-game interview very telling. Essentially, he was saying, thank you for getting me out of Oakland. When I was a child, this is what I thought NFL football would be like. The atmosphere, the big game, you know, and I'm so blessed.
Sounds like something a Lions player would say when he leaves.
I'm telling you, there's something to it. And I was one of the few who liked the trade. A lot of people ripped the Amari Cooper thing, made fun of him. Amari Cooper is better than any wide receiver coming out in this year's draft, and he is only 6 months older than Calvin Ridley, who's a rookie with the Falcons. The Cowboys got it right. This dude has a vertical threat. He's their best route runner. He can handle the deep stuff. Beasley, the underneath stuff. They pound the rock. Look, man, they're good. That defense is top five. Elite playmakers at each level of it. I think if you get them in a game against the Saints or a game against the Rams, you run the ball, you control the TOP, you pop a few big plays, Mike, they could beat somebody. And, you know, no, they can't beat them both. They won't run the table and go to the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't be shocked if they pop somebody. Defense travels, and so does that running game.
We're going to bring in a triple box here.
Oh, let's go quad box. That guy was driving me nuts yesterday with that.
On that note, with Amari Cooper in the trade, though, today Reggie McKenzie fired GM of the Raiders. Do you – I know you advocate tanking, getting a lot of picks, but do you view the Raiders right now as just a total dumpster fire mess, or can you kind of step back and say – they got five first-round picks the next 2 years. They might not be in bad shape.
No. It's both. It's just John Gruden is Michael Corleone. John Gruden has executed a hostile mafioso takeover in Oakland. You'll never convince me otherwise. Gruden is the straw that stirs the drink. He bends the ear of the owner. He's viewed as a deity. Reggie McKenzie was a dead man walking the day he arrived. So, no, I mean, look. Gruden is going to do this his way, and they're either taking it to the top or they're crashing through the basement floor.
Zeke Elliott was the first offensive player penalized for lowering his head. First offensive player penalized for that. With all the hype about that preseason, here we are late into the season. Do you think that helmet rule was better, worse than you thought it'd be? Has it been
better.
As big of a deal as you thought it'd be?
No. I don't think refs want to call it. I think refs know if they open Pandora's box, they're toast. It's the same thing with the roughing the passer stuff and the body weight stuff. Saw a ton of it early. Don't hear much about it now. I don't think refs want to even get to that point where we hear a lot about it. They know that's a call that there's no way they'll be right on.
Pro Football Focus, grades. They graded which teams have gotten the most out of their rookies this season, all right? And the Browns were 1, Lions 2, and Giants 3.
Yeah, Ragnow and Carry On have carried the day.
You agree with those top three? Those three teams have gotten a lot out of their rookies.
Yeah, and again, Ragnow and Carry On, two guys that are foundational, you know, in the same part of the scheme, the running game. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Hand to Sean Hand, too.
Yeah, Hand would be another guy. Yes, no question. Which is good, because I'll tell you one thing. The first two drafts by Bob don't look so great. Just saying.
You addressed this earlier, but as you know, we always have a new audience. Wanted to get your thoughts on this again. The Miami Miracle yesterday. One of the craziest endings you'll see.
Belichick.
Was that on Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Solely.
Belichick was playing for a Hail Mary. I don't care what he tells the media that he expected the flea flicker. No. Then why was Gronkowski in the field? Why wasn't McCourtney on the field? No, they expected a Hail Mary, which was never going to come because Tannehill can't get the ball there. He went full Caldwell. It was lunacy. It was absolute lunacy, and it's on Bill Belichick. That is a play that just can never happen. The same way that it should never have happened here when Caldwell was playing for the pass back and forth and not the Hail Mary. It's insanity.
Double box.
Got three more here. We got to get through these quickly. What do Kirk Cousins' first 12 games with the Vikings tell you? Kind of an abstract question there.
That he's a lot closer to Case Keenum than he is Aaron Rodgers. That the Vikings thought that they were going to upgrade and get a guy who in the right situation with the right talent around him would be a top five quarterback, and they were going to pay him as such, and it hasn't happened. And look, his numbers are pretty, and the completion percentage and all that good stuff. The bottom line is, in a big game, in a big spot, he don't win it. By hook or by crook, they don't win big games. He doesn't win big games. So I'm looking at tonight's game and go, oh, you're at Seattle in a game you've got to have? Cool. When, it's not if the pick six is coming, but when. He just doesn't win big games.
Yes or no? Has Tom Brady won his last Super Bowl?
Yes.
All right, final question.
That's an easy one.
Final question. These four teams are the top four in the Super Bowl odds right now. Saints, Rams, Patriots, Chiefs. No particular order.
Okay.
But give me, right now, the strongest out of those four, Saints. The weakest out of those four.
Saints 1, Patriots 4.
You'd still put the Rams ahead of the Patriots.
I do, because the Patriots have a talent problem. And I'm not convinced that Rob Gronkowski will not need a walker by AFC title game weekend. He looks absolutely dreadful. Dreadful. I feel for him. You can see the man is physically broken. And he's gutting it out. He's out there. He made a couple big catches. Mike, there's a talent problem in New England. It's just not where it needs to be. It's not where it used to be. And to me, the Saints are just, they're a machine. And they've had a couple down weeks, but they're still incredibly talented with a quarterback playing incredible football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.